Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, one of the issues you may have heard about on the news this week on KMOX is the talent shortage in the St. Louis area. There are jobs out there, but not the qualified people to fill them. And here to talk about that is Kathy Bernard. She is the CEO of WiserU.com. She's also a LinkedIn and career trainer and coach. And Kathy, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Brian.
So tell us about this. What is, you know, what is the gap that we have here, especially in the St. Louis area?
Well, I because I work with both corporations doing LinkedIn and I work with colleges and job seekers, I see the problem from all sides where the employers are always wanting something like 3 years of experience and the job seekers are like, hey, I've got 1 year of experience, but I really know what I'm doing. Give me a chance or at least give me the training that I need so that I can be qualified. So there's a disconnect.
And why is that disconnect? I mean, why can't the companies look for those, you know, first year people who have not quite the experience, but they're young, they're enthusiastic, and they're ready to jump in?
Well, I think because I think the easiest thing to do is to go find that person with 3 years of experience. Mm-hmm. And so with traditional recruiting, they tell the recruiters, go find that person with 3 years of experience. But there may be people that have 20 years of experience they're not considering. There may be people with that are new grads, but that are awesome on coding. And they're not thinking about maybe with just a little training, they might want to do that because there's an expense in that. Mm-hmm. There's a time lag getting them up to speed. So I can see why they do it that way. But as the shortage grows, that's not going to always be the solution.
So what is the solution? How do you get the jobs that are filled? How do you fill them?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is there are organizations like Launch Code, Claim Academy, Savvy Coders. There's a new one in town, Nexel Academy. They're all doing coding training. A lot of times people go to right to Launch Code, but there's a lot of other organizations that are also training on Java, .NET, different things. So they could do that. They could do apprenticeships like they're doing with Nexel Academy or with Launch Code. They could do internships. Try something different. That's what I would encourage companies to do.
Is this mainly people who are looking for work? Are they college graduates who have already had a lot of the training, or are they maybe not, you know, high school graduates or somewhere in between?
Well, you know, that's interesting because with college graduates, they say you have no hands-on coding experience,
right.
So we won't hire you till you get that. Then they tell the coding school grads, well, you don't have any college, so come back and get that. And so these people go through all this training, and then they're like, you're not quite there yet. So that's what's really is a very frustrating thing. And so I think maybe the internships or apprenticeships, that could give them a chance. But just giving those people a chance is what I would say. And also with seasoned professionals, somebody may have been a COBOL expert, can run every kind of hardware, but they won't consider them for software. So I feel the pain of the employers, but we've got to try some different things.
Yeah, it seems like something's got to give.
Right. It really does. And the good news is St. Louis is really trying to up their game with all of this kind of coding schools and with Centric trying to teach. They teach on like how to be a help desk person. And then there's problems in other areas like science and tech, other engineering. So we have to up our game in a lot of different ways.
Visiting with Kathy Bernard, she's the CEO of WiserU. She is a LinkedIn career trainer and coach. So if you are somebody interested in getting into, you mentioned there are a lot of options, but how do you get from that basic training to getting the experience that you need? There's a gap there, and I don't know if there's a bridge to fill it.
Well, and one of the things that I tell every college grad and every coding school grad, do a project. Prove that you can do it, whether that means volunteering at your house of worship, whether you take on something in a nonprofit, or just create something on your own so that you can prove you have the abilities. That really shows the difference between just getting the degree.
Now, what about employers? Are they going out of town looking for some of these?
Well, they are sometimes, and it was really interesting. I was leading a session at Venture Cafe on this, and there, Jason Boone from Lockheed Martin was there, and he said, he goes, we don't have a location here. I hire people from St. Louis and move them elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Because other cities recognize that it's better to hire people who can do than those who have done. And he says, if St. Louis doesn't figure this out, our best talent is going elsewhere.
So this isn't a situation that necessarily is happening around the country.
Well, no. It is happening to a certain degree. A lot of times, like I helped a client out in Los Angeles, I sent a message to 60 of the top recruiters and said, hey, this is a hardware guy, but he's learned software, he's got the certifications, hire him. And 60 recruiters wouldn't take him seriously. So if St. Louis could figure out how to do this better than anybody else, we could really be the tech hub we want to be.
Yeah, and we really have to, because you got to fill those jobs and you want to attract people. Right. And so if you have to poach them from another city, that's fine. But let's get our people working.
Right. And when Amazon was looking for their second headquarters, they didn't consider us past the first round because we didn't have a pipeline to get the people we needed into the jobs. And it's true, we don't have enough to fill our current positions, much less get Amazon in town. But we want to be ready for the next time a company like Amazon wants to roll in.
Yeah, we certainly do. Okay, so what are our next steps?
Well, things that we can do is, I think that companies need to get together with the coding schools, figure out how they can do some apprenticeships, internships with them, maybe pay for training of some applicants and retraining of seasoned professionals, and just get the conversation going. Because I think if you start talking to them, you find out, hey, that seasoned professional really is very good at coding. Give them a chance.
But the employers have to be willing to do that. Are you seeing any willingness on their part?
Well, talking to LaunchCode, they're having a lot of success getting people into their apprenticeships programs. But what's happening is I'm seeing the other ones that it's still challenging for them, the savvy coders and the Claim Academy, Coder Vets, all of these. They're like, hey, we're out here. Pay attention to us, too. We have great graduates. Please consider our graduates, or please work with us. And it's tough for those other ones. LaunchCode's got the great name, and they're doing a great job. But other ones should be considered as well.
All right. So where can we go to find out more information, maybe get some advice?
Okay. Well, yeah, you can reach out to me at wiseru.com. But as well as, talk to those coding schools like Savvy Coders or whatever. And if your colleges here are not giving people the hands-on experiences, maybe the colleges could work with the coding schools so that they have both the head knowledge and the coding school.
So it's going to take a kind of a closer relationship between the employers, the schools, the coding classes, and that type. They got to get together and say, this is what we need provided for us.
Right. And maybe some more events or something where, we have Global Hack here, which is a huge hackathon. Mm-hmm. But maybe we should do some more things like that, where we have some tech challenges where people that may not look all that strong on paper could just really excel at a hackathon or a similar type event and be able to nail that job.
Well, Kathy Bernard, it's a problem we have to solve.
It definitely is. But I look at it as a positive. If we can solve it, we will be the tech hub that we want to be.
We'll call it an opportunity.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
There we go. All right, thank you.
Kathy, thanks for joining me this morning. Coming up next on Total Information AM, we'll have the latest news.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.